Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment of Chametz on Pesach. I just want to clarify something from the last segment from last week. There are two manners in which a Jew can be responsible for Chametz on Pesach. The most obvious one is if he or she owns that Chametz over the course of Pesach. And the other manner is even if the Jew doesn't own the chametz, if the Jew accepts responsibility on chametz owned by another person, even if that person is a non-Jew, that Jew is also responsible for the chametz. So I just want to clarify, if a Jew owns chametz, no matter where it is, whether or not it's on the person's property, it's still the Jew's responsibility. And if the Jew is responsible for chametz, then it's also the Jew's responsibility. But I just wanted to clarify that. So for example, if a person had a great idea that they have a non-Jewish neighbor and they'll just give their chametz to the non-Jewish neighbor to hold on to over Pesach, if they halachically have transferred ownership, you know, Erev Pesach morning to the non-Jew, that would be one thing. But if they're just asking the non-Jew to hold on to it, that's a serious problem because it's very nice that it's not on the Jew's property, but the Jew still owns that chametz, and that's a very serious problem. Okay, totally new topic, and that is the issue of taruvos chametz. So I just want to explain, taruvos chametz is a mixture in which chametz is part of the mixture. So when we've been talking about chametz up until now, presumably people have been thinking of bread or flour-based products, wheat-based products. Let's say you have something that's not at its core a wheat-based product. Let's say there's wheat in the product, but it's primarily another type of food. For example, you have certain cereals that have corn and wheat flour in them. So chametz is the product of barley, rye, oat, wheat, or spelt with water. So generally speaking, if you have a cereal that has one of those five grains in it, it's going to be chametz. But let's say it's not the base flour. Let's say the base flour is corn, which might be kitnios, which God willing we'll discuss later in the series, but it's not actually chametz. So what's the story? Can I eat that on Pesach? Can I own that on Pesach? So the Gemara describes something called taruvos chametz, and that's basically what taruvos chametz is. It's a food, and chametz is part of the food, but you wouldn't necessarily look at it and say, oh, that's chametz. So we say that that's prohibited on Pesach, and we say that at least in certain circumstances, taruvos chametz is prohibited to own on Pesach from the Torah. So that's a significant thing. An interesting question that comes up in the context of taruvos chametz is, does it matter what ratio of the total product is the chametz? In other words, let's say there's a kazayis of chametz in the product. A kazayis literally translates the size of an olive. That's a very significant measurement in general in halacha. If there's a kazayis of chametz in the whole product, let's say if I would eat for 6 minutes of the product, I would come across a kazayis of chametz. Do I need a shear like that? Does it matter? Does it not matter? Is it the most slight amount? That there's a lot of discussion in among the poskim. But the bottom line is, on a basic level, if there's a chametz ingredient in the food, it's a problem that's called taruvos chametz. Now, you have products that have chametz ingredients in them, and they're not considered fit for consumption. So a very classic example of that is shampoo. If you look at the ingredients on shampoo, frequently there's some type of wheat flour in shampoo. Your shower might never be the same again, but there's some type of wheat flour in shampoo. So what does that mean practically? So the basic question is it nifsal me'achilas kalav? Is it so beyond being food that a dog wouldn't eat it? If it's so beyond being food that a dog wouldn't eat it, then the basic halach is chametz loses its chametz status if that's the case. And that would be no problem. But there's another category in halacha which is rabbinically prohibited, which is called chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is, it could be eaten if you really were stretching things. It's edible. It could be eaten, but it's far from highly desirable as a food. So chametz nuksha is rabbinically prohibited over Pesach. So that's an interesting thing. Maybe we'll talk about it a little more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.